This report is part of WNPR's Mental Health Reporting Series, made possible by our founding partner, Hartford Healthcare Behavioral Health Network.
Edward Yurgo is a patrol sergeant with the Hartford Police Department, and he's seen how changing attitudes about mental health has actually changed outcomes.
So I would say 10 years ago, you either arrested a person or threw them in an ambulance and you were done with them, and that was it. And that doesn't happen now. We try not to make sure that doesn't happen. That's one of my jobs as a supervisor, is to show up in these calls and to make sure not only does the person get the proper treatment, but the families are also informed of what's going on and why we're doing what we're doing.
I interviewed Yurgo a few weeks ago as the state was considering a bill to add money to the budget to include some mental health training for all new state and local police. That bill eventually passed and comes with $50,000 to get things started. Pat Reamer is the state's Commissioner of Mental Health and Addiction Services.
It's really basic training related for police officers related to how to interact with and handle incidents involving any individual that's affected with a behavioral health disorder or serious mental illness.
The goal with this funding is to train as many officers as possible in mental health.
The ability to de-escalate situations and really avoiding bad outcomes is really what we're trying to do and what we think has worked pretty successfully.
Teresa Velez is one of the patrol officers who works for Yurgo. She says being trained in mental health can mean not arresting someone you otherwise would, and it means taking the longer view.
Empathy, be able to touch people, hug people sometimes. You're dealing with family members. A lot of times these family members here do not understand what their loved ones is suffering from. They don't understand the illness. They're not educated about it. Sometimes they don't want to know.
It takes a lot more of the officer's training. It takes a lot more of his thinking. We have tried to get officers who can talk to people. That's one of the key things, to talk to people. And not only that, but have the vision to see beyond what's immediately present. The whole point is to decriminalize mental health issues. We don't want to put people in jail who have mental health issues. We don't want to do that. We want to see that they get treated. We want to see that they get the proper help that they deserve.
Hartford police also have a special asset they can deploy when they need to. His name is Barry Skoletsky, but he's not a police officer. He's a state social worker with a police radio who shows up at as many mental health calls as he and his team can.
You know, when I hear what they call a 1044 call, which is for psychiatric call, I go out immediately, no matter what it is. So that's one form. So we go out and do the evaluation, and we try to make decisions about whether the person needs to be sent to the emergency room for further eval, or if they don't, to try to get them hooked up into services if they're interested.
Skoletsky's other role is training new police recruits in Hartford.
You try to, as much as you can, keep people out of the hospital if you can, and get them involved in treatment. Because sometimes, if you can keep people out of the hospital and really work with them, engage with them, that's very, very helpful.
The new state law mandating the mental health training for police goes into effect on October 1st. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.